We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, Earth Protector viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world, for satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe. Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorba 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Haiti offers free schooling to all children. In community news, an urban agriculture project enriches the life of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. In health news, a new center will focus on the psychological well-being of Japanese youngsters. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 1st, is the National Day of the Central African Republic, celebrating its proclamation of becoming a republic in 1958. Located south of Chad, it has several protected areas, including the Bamingi-Baronga National Park and Biosphere Reserve. The Manovo-Gunda St. Flores National Park is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It is home to over 320 bird species, along with elephants, giraffes, and buffalo. The Central African Republic also has abundant natural resources, such as diamonds, gold, iron ore, and copper. Romania observed its national day as well today, honoring the unification of Transylvania and the Kingdom of Romania in 1918. This southeastern European nation's churches of Moldavia are 8 unique places of worship in Europe. Their external walls are decorated with well-preserved frescoes from the 15th and 16th centuries that are recognized as masterpieces inspired by Byzantine art. The churches make up a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Another World Heritage Site is the Danube Delta, which is one of Europe's largest and best-conserved deltas. We wish the citizens of the Central African Republic and Romania memorable national days.
Lion News. Severe weather claims lives in South Africa. At least 8 people perished in floods after storms battered the cities of Durban and Pietermaritzburg, the capital of KwaZulu-Natal province, on Sunday night, November 27. The deluge has hit just hours before the UN climate change conference in Durban, displacing thousands as some 700 homes were damaged or destroyed. Paramedics, police, and search and rescue teams were dispatched to assist the storm-affected, some of whom had been inundated in waist-deep water. Just last week, 5 other people died due to heavy rains in the province. Spokesperson Tim Gore of the humanitarian aid organization Oxfam said that these storms are a reminder of the extreme weather events caused by global warming.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required. Saying that financial aid is available for urgent needs, she also requested that they go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable. Our appreciation, South African officials and personnel working for your swift efforts to assist. As we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern and pray that such distressing calamities subside through humanity's gentler stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you. 10. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh, clear water and shady trees, so green the grass and the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be a veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 419. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Morocco has new prime minister. In an announcement made Monday, November 29th, King Mohammed VI named Justice and Development Party leader Abdelila Bankirana as the nation's next premier after his party won the largest number of seats in the first general elections following recent constitutional reforms. The prime minister-elect, who has served as a member of parliament for the past 15 years, pledged to work for a united Morocco as he stated, "I promise a strong government that will give hope to Moroccans." Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your term be graced with success in serving the noble goals of all fellow citizens and your beautiful country.
Save our planet. Citizens and youth join in calling for climate action as negotiations at the United Nations Climate Change Conference are being launched this week in Durban, South Africa. Tens of thousands of citizens and activists are also speaking up about both their interests and expectations.
I'm desperately hoping that maybe some solutions can come out of this conference.
Many are participating in events that coincide with the summit, voicing concerns that are based on recent scientific reports of an imminent global warming catastrophe.
I'm here because I really care about the climate change, and I will be really involved with the youth movement.
Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings some more details.
We are here at the International Convention Center in Durban. This meeting is seen as the best chance for participating nations to agree on at least a renewed commitment to the Kyoto Protocol, set to expire in just 1 year.
We want to change because actually people in Africa are suffering the disasters relative to climate change. Our aim is to claim climate justice and the legal binding deal for this COP17 in Africa.
The enthusiastic presence of youth is especially apparent in Durban, as young people arrive from throughout vulnerable regions of Africa with hopes that their collective voice could bring tangible results from world leaders.
What I need is just leaders to be as one and take actions. It's not a time of just making stories and talking and talking. It's just a matter of them to make actions.
Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association are also present to support the organic vegan solution to climate change, which studies have found to be the most effective and rapid way to reduce global temperatures. Our association members spoke to delegates distributing SOS flyers on the veg solution to climate change, along with tasty, eco-friendly vegan lunchboxes.
What we eat really contributes to emitting a lot of greenhouse gases, especially methane. And we were just at the Conference of Youth where we got a presentation on how much we contribute in terms of when we eat meat. And all of us decided that, you know, we can't be advocating for climate justice while even our lifestyles and how we live our lives is totally different and totally contrary to what we're advocating for. So some of us say that while traveling back to Nairobi, no meat. We'll just eat something that is more environment friendly.
Wow. You know, it was very good. I didn't know that it was a vegetarian until someone just told me. Really, please, if all the world can turn vague, it will be very good.
Supreme Master Television in Durban, South Africa.
Our best wishes, government leaders and all participants of COP17, for your meaningful discussions. We pray for a fruitful outcome that will ensure the most effective measures to halt planetary warming, especially the earth-saving organic vegan diet.
We are COP17. Be Veg, Go Green to save the planet.
During an April 2011 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Qinghai called upon both the world's leaders and people to address the most pressing cause of climate change.
I know well that we must join together before it's too late. Yes, and that includes the governments and citizens alike. You ask me what we should do first and foremost? It is very simple. A timely vegan diet, because that will bring the benevolent atmosphere to protect our planet. Without being veg first, no other solution is guaranteed to work, really. But by being vegan alone, we are assured of preserving the planet and, of course, human lives thereon. Because raising animals for meat is, as we know already, through all the reports and scientific evidence, that is the number one cause of global warming and a major cause of desertification and deforestation. So, number one thing to counter this number one cause is to do the opposite, to be vegan.
Save Our Planet, a November the 22nd, 2011 report by U.S. scientists at Oregon State University and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, find that ocean acidification from greenhouse gas absorption is spreading from the deep sea to coastal areas, where young oysters have been dying in massive numbers as the acidity prevents the formation of their vital shells.
Save Our Planet. Officials report that as of November 26, 2011, extreme drought in Texas, USA, has affected the entire Brazos River Basin, with one lake that is 16 feet or 4.9 meters below normal and 7 out of 11 reservoirs reduced to the lowest levels in recorded history.
Save Our Planet. Switzerland-based International Union for Conservation of Nature warns in a November 2011 report that a high percentage of aquatic life, mammals and reptiles, as well as 467 species of vascular plant species in Europe, are at risk of extinction, with ecosystems in urgent need of conservation.
Save Our Planet. In Kerala State, India, a new study released November 24, 2011, describes human activities that have adversely impacted the Chalakudi River, including the discharge of industrial waste as well as sand mining, with officials recommending sanctuary status for a portion of the river to preserve the region's aquatic life.
Hi, I'm Yu-Yu here with my fellow Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're joyful vegans here with a tip for today.
According to a study from the University of Illinois in the USA, pairing broccoli up with a spicy food like wasabi, horseradish, or mustard boosts its cancer-fighting properties.
Myrosinase is an enzyme found in these zesty foods that is necessary to form sulforaphane, the cancer-preventive component.
The researchers found that the spicier the food, the more effective.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
Education news, Haiti offers free schooling to all children. The first phase of the campaign announced by His Excellency President Michel Martelly involves 772,000 youngsters. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is donating approximately $10 million for the initiative through various educational programs and school kits for 2,500 schools. The World Food Programme is also supporting the plan by supplying 1.1 million free student meals every day. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency President Michel Martelly, Haiti, United Nations Children's Fund, and the World Food Programme for your important collaboration. May the lovely children of Haiti be graced with excellent educational opportunities for a bright future.
In community news, an urban agricultural project enriches the life of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. According to a report by American Near East Refugee Aid, the nonprofit is working with the American University of Beirut and Ain El Helwa Women's Program Center to help the residents of Ain El Helwa refugee camp to grow vegetables and herbs from rooftops, windowsills, and balconies. The endeavor is helping to green the environment and improve the air quality, with the products being consumed by growers and their families. A standing ovation, American Near East Refugee Aid, American University of Beirut, and Ain El Helwa Women's Program for introducing this wonderful initiative. May the nature-loving Palestinian people flourish in joy and vibrancy on a sustainable earth. Coming up, Japanese mental health experts bring long-term help to children in tsunami-affected regions. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. More munificent news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for an exuberant world. In health news, a new center will focus on the mental well-being of Japanese children. A psychological care center in Tokyo will help the youngsters living in the areas affected by the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. More than 40 mental health organizations in Japan will participate. By the end of December, experts will be sent to provide assistance in needed vicinities on a long-term basis. Teachers in these areas will also be given training on how to help the youngsters. Our sincere thankfulness, Japanese experts, for your caring endeavor. May the precious children of your nation greet happy tomorrows with all confidence and optimism, with heaven's blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Dutch entitled In and Out.
Zegt de vrouw, als je een man iets vertelt, gaat dat het ene oor in en het andere oor er terug uit. Daarop antwoordde de man, en als je aan een vrouw iets vertelt, gaat dat, ja, beide oren naar binnen, maar langs haar mond er terug uit.
And now for a heartline from vegan American actress Leah Grimson, who attended the spectacular musical The Real Love, held in Pasadena, California, USA. This gala event presented Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound verses, set to soul-stirring music by Oscar and five-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Emmy nominee Doug Casaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and two-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees. Miss Grimson was also joined by vegan American actress Sasha Stuber.
We both enjoyed it so much. It was such a genuine and captivating story and performed with such love. It was a true gift to see. I have a few melodies in my head now still, in fact. That score was incredible. We both left genuinely inspired and so grateful, not simply to have seen a musical, but to have experienced a work of art made so purely from love. And being in the company of so many people shouting cheers and having joined together in their support for both living and promoting a compassionate lifestyle has proven itself a most cherished benignity never to be forgotten for either of us. And that day left me not just reminded, but revived in the celebration of just that, and in the validity of the belief I do hold dear, that we will one day be a world living in the love and compassion that is our truth. Thank you again so very much for this experience. I am very grateful and so appreciative. And of course to all the many people who brought such a marvelous work and event into fruition and who are as well forever dear to my heart. Leah Grimson from the United States.
Luminous Leah, thank you so much for your beautiful note. We're glad to hear that both you and Sasha enjoyed The Real Love. We also pray that a world of harmony and compassion for each being will soon be embraced by all. May you and all the caring people of the United States be blessed with sacred treasures from the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly love and goodness be our cherished guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In partnership with the United Nations Development Program as well as UN Women, Turkey's parliament launches a campaign to eliminate domestic violence while encouraging empowerment and opportunity for women across the country.
In a meeting between Nepalese Foreign Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, the two agreed to further their country's cooperation as Premier Wen also conveys China's ongoing support for Nepal's development.
After attending a bullfight in Mexico and witnessing its animal cruelty firsthand, Hollywood actor and Oscar-winning screenwriter Matt Damon contacts People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals to affirm his support for the activity's complete ban.
In accordance with a shared goal of expanding trade relations, the governments of Pakistan and India agreed to issue business travel visas that allow multiple visits over the course of a year.
To continue the protection of the region's beluga whales, which number at only around 350, U.S. District Court Federal Judge Royce C. Lambeth denies a request from the state of Alaska as he upholds a previous ruling that maintains the whales' endangered status.
During the 5th Vietnam-Cambodia Border Trade Development Cooperation Conference, 250 delegates from neighboring provinces of both nations agreed to pursue a legal framework that eases cross-border travel as well as improving shared infrastructure, transportation and other services.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.